Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, we're back again on the Tuesday Radio Show podcast. What's good, my people? Yeah, we're gonna talk about some things today. We're gonna talk about the acceptance of this world by us, the people right here. We're gonna try to get to the bottom of it. Like, what was the human being like, or what the human being was doing before these times? You know, modern times, supposedly right now, that we're seeing. You know, we're seeing everything in the earth. We never, you know, for the most part, we don't know nothing that we didn't come on the earth and see already, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, most of these systems and everything that we live in was already here, basically, set up for us. You understand what I'm saying? When I say this was designed for us to be in here, like I told you about, you know, the harvesting of the human being soul. I know a lot of people don't believe in the soul, but I'm going to ask you a question in this podcast right here. And you need to give me an answer as far as, why would these people messing with us? Why would they keep us here? Why would they hold us hostage? What do they want from us? And if you're one of them that don't think that we held hostage here, you tell me about all this control around us. How we get to this situation, how we get to this time that we're in right now. How do we get to this modern civilization type of shit that they give us right here in this earth? How do we get to that? We're gonna talk about it, because like I say, people, you know, we've been sitting here and sometimes we starting to, you know, think about some things and break it down. We really don't understand, you know, as far as how long the space in between with the resets and all. Because, you know, when you look at it, you know, these resets that they're doing could happen real quick. Like I'm saying, it's the time that we originally thinking, like 2,000 years now. Basically, you know, they happens quicker than that as far as these resets. Because when you look at it, it seems like, you know, the world could go for about 200 years and nobody wouldn't recall nothing. If you understand what I mean. If they reset the world every 200 years, we still wouldn't know. We die early, so we still wouldn't know when that reset take place. If you understand what I'm saying. It's not known thousands a year, people. It's not. Now, with our, you know, instinct and what we gather right here, as far as how fast they're moving as far as coming up with these things, no, the reset, they're real close. They're closer than we think at first. Maybe 300-400 years. Yeah, but when you look at it, which everything just start happening, rapidly changing and rapidly put in place and put together, you have to understand, there is no way they're going to wait for a whole 1,000 years, a whole 1,000 or 2,000 years for them to supposedly reset this earth. You understand? It's something that they do regularly. So with me saying that, in every couple of years, couple thousand years, couple hundred years, they can just reset the whole wide world. Now, we're going to put some things out there on the table today in this podcast, like, for all the people, I want all my people, the ones that think sharply and, you know, independently deep and can think certain ways. If you can go past a certain, you know, threshold, as we call it, with you kind of breaking down some things, because sometimes it might be too far back. You can't think back that far because you don't have the dots and the, you know, to connect these things. But listen, all you have to do is put these things in perspective. Before they have clothing, what was a human being living like? Before they give you food in plastic bags. What was a human being like? How was we coping? Okay, before you have a pot to cook in. Remember, all those things was made. And if you look at the process of a pot for say, it's not a simple thing. To mold and put a pot together for you to cook in is not simple. It might seem simple as something that you look past, but these things, people, yes, they put a lot into putting us in this type of world that we live in. It's a lot put in it, if you understand what I'm saying. They put a lot of effort in you, in keeping you here, housing you here. So for all the people who don't believe that they have a soul, please tell me what these devil people want from us. We have nothing. We don't possess nothing. All the vanity, all the material that we supposedly have here, owned by these people. Remember that you're gonna die and it's gonna go back to them if it's something like what they call material that gonna be there. You understand what I'm saying? So yes, money and, you know, jewelry, precious metal, all of these values and these things, before those things come around, how was a human being coping? Before you show us stock markets and all of these things, how the human being cope? Before you have TV showing them the news and telling them to hide and what to hide from and all these measures that's supposed to be taken every time something come across, how the human being was coping before that? The simple answer is, there wasn't. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, this is something that they basically bring and introduce to us, the whole thing. So that means, like I tell you before, when they tell you that the human being was living primitive enough for them to live in caves and, you know, have to basically put certain things together just to live and survive. And then, you know, systems start forming and these things come together and here we are. No. None of this is random, people. None of it is. So when I look back at it, where I always mention about, you know, the birth certificates and these paperwork that they give you to identify you in this system, because the system can't run with blank faces. The system can't run with people you can't give account for. You understand what I'm saying? So they have to know everybody inside out. Yes, so they put things together to identify you as an individual, and that to show you, yes, you have a soul. And that's exactly what they want. For them to individualize you out, you understand that you have something that they want. Remember this. You can't individual out ants and flies and these things. Do you get what I'm saying? You couldn't. They're telling you that they can. They have to identify you in a system. So therefore, the system was made and put together for us. So listen to what I'm saying. If you can put this in perspective, like how the human being used to eat without a pot. Simple question, but you got a lot of moral behind it. Got a lot of meaning behind that question. Okay, so with you can't live without food, period. Okay, so if they tell you a disaster strike right now, there is no light or, you know, certain things that cut off, and what you're gonna do, people, please tell me. You have to cook, or, hold on, or you have to go get some packaged food that the government claimed to already cook, put together already, and give it to you. But they still have to go through those, supposedly. Same thing as far as cooking and put it on a fire. Do you know what I mean? Okay, before the fire and the cooking and all these things, how the human being used to live. I'm going to get to all of that in a minute. But I'm going to put these questions on the table, and the answer lay one place. Okay. So, Before transportation, how the human being used to cope, how they move around. Before they have aeroplanes, how the human being fly from one country to another, how did they make it to another country? Cross waters and terrains and all of these things, how did they cope? Okay, I got more for you people. I got more for you. Before these supposedly, you know, fast foods and all of these things that they have lined up for you for your destruction, chemical plants, all of these things, how do we used to live? Okay, this the secret or the truth is, we ain't from here. That's it. Now, listen to what I'm saying here. Because we're not from here, and we come to a foreign place, a strange place. Now, for the most part, Satan already prep you up for you to accept this world. And like I say, they try to convince you that this side of the earth was better. And that convincing work, all because the devil wants your soul. So listen to me. The devil create this system right here for you to live in, for you to be manipulated, for you to, you know, follow in and buy into everything in it, and then they hone your soul. Now, I already mentioned about the subconscious is the soul. You tell me what's in your subconscious right now. It consumed by all of these things on this side of the earth, which is all hell here. So you listen to what I'm saying here? Yes, all that you depend on, all your life you're living around, all of these things, the system itself, the devil control it. The devil use it to take our soul. So like I said, the reason why we can't answer the question, how human being used to live here without pots to cook in, without water coming through the pipes, without electric, without all of these things that they put around us, because we're not from here. And when they take us here, they take us in all of these things right here. So therefore, I did a podcast long time ago. Maybe a couple years, I don't remember. But the podcast was about cooked food. Do you remember that one? What I was saying is, the natural way for human being to eat is not by cooking. This may sound funny, people, because we're living in a corrupted, dirty world where we go backwards. So these things sound like when I mention it, it sounds like I'm a madman. There go the madman again saying some things. But it's 100% real. Okay, so what I'm saying is, we're not supposed to eat that cooked food, period. Anything that need to be cooked wasn't meant for the human being to eat. Unless you're going to tell me that, yes, when God create you, the creator create you, the creator say, hey, here go a pot. You're going to need a pot to cook in and a pot to piss in. You believe that? No. Listen to me. The original way of eating have nothing to do with fire. A matter of fact, fire is another thing that they create or put together for the manipulation of the masses later on. You see fire, you see Wi-Fi. You seen those things. You seen Wi-Fi supposedly backed in people and kill them all off. People running for their life on foot. People run left their cars. All of these things. That's fire for your ass. Mm-hmm. Now, you respect fire because if it have to cook your food. But why is you have to eat cooked food? Why is the food have to cook all the way down for you to eat it? No, people. Like I mentioned before, what they're giving you here on this side of the earth is an imitation of the real thing, human being origin. Where human being from, all of these things is natural. So you don't need to go the extra. You don't have to cook the food. The food grow on the tree, with the right texture, the right flavor and everything. So therefore, I mention again, I did another podcast and break down spices. these powder things and these sprinkler things that you put on your food to give it taste and all that shit is wrong. Do you get what I'm saying, people? All of that shit is man-made. It's made from nothing natural. But it involving part of the cooking and the eating of the masses right here. You cooking and eating involving these spices and things that they give you. So what I'm trying to tell you is, the reason why you have to live with a pot here is because this is not where you're from. And where you're from, you don't need pots. On this side of the earth, you can't live without a pot. Period. You can't. Oh, yes, you can. My bad, you can. If you eat out of the plastic bags. If you eat from the fast food places, so you don't have to cook. Now, that's a solution, right? You don't want to cook because you say, hey, cook food is wrong. But guess what? You go to the fast food where they quick done that shit. Instead of they cook it, they're going to just run it to an extreme heat and it done fast. That's why they call it fast food. So by the time you order it and drive around the window, it's ready. So there is no good way to live in this side of the earth. All the ways they give us is going to be our destruction. So I mentioned that when you cook the food, yes, you cook it to exploration. Like I mentioned, the food before it cook is order to go bad. It's order to spoil. It's order to expire. When you cook it, it expire immediately. So cooked food spoil quicker than the food that's uncooked. But what I'm saying is, these things that grow on trees, in human being origin, they imitated here with chemical and animals. So I told you that they have trees here. You can say, hey, Mag, you're a madman. You never been there. Oh, you're going to say these things there. Yes, because that's what it is, people. The real life, you can't hide it. You can disguise it, but you can't hide the real life. We know, because common sense will take you there. Okay. So I'm saying that meat-like texture go on tree. You taste it, it tastes like meat. It got the texture of meat. And it's supposed to be gonna keep your body healthy and firm. So these people take you here knowing that you have to eat another living creature to basically survive. That's what they tell you with meat. Another living animal, another living creature, you have to take him down so you eat. You telling me that's right? No, it's not. So listen to me. With them taking you over this side of the earth with the alteration and everything, you have to eat these things. That's what they have on the table. And if you don't want to eat meat, don't worry about it. We got that beyond meat. We got an impossible meat for your ass. That's how they run this side of the earth. But anywhere you take it, it's going to be their way of living. So all the things that you get here was imitation. They imitate what you got where human being birthplace at. That's what they're trying to imitate the whole time. Knowing that chemical that they use to mimic that food is going to end up killing you. You're going to end up breaks your body down. But that's what they do. It's called the alteration. For you to break down, sick, and die. So the next person comes so they can also take their soul in this devil earth that we call hell. It is hell. So listen, all of these things that they give us is to make us feel comfortable in here. So listen, they have to replace some of those things that we have originally in the human being origin. So that's why I told you, I can go back because of common sense. Yes, in order for them to make you feel like you're comfortable here, they have to mimic what you're used to. Simple as that. They have to mimic what you know, mimic what's supposed to be familiar to you, for making you supposed to be happy here, to make you comfortable, to make you look around and say, hey, it's not too foreign anyway, feel like home. Oh, you taste this food, It tastes like, you know, when we pick it off the tree, at least close. This is what they did. You can basically undo that. You can use theory to debunk that. That's exactly what happened. So when they tell you the devil himself come in the form of a serpent to convince mankind, period, that this side of the earth is the place to be. I already told you, those Bible stories is metaphor, breaks down the Adam and Eve, and you see why we're here. That's it. Break down the Adam and Eve and they tell you about the forbidden tree in the center. That's us right here where we at. The forbidden place where the devil live. We should never come here. But we convinced by the devil. The devil sell you a lie. Well dressed. Say, hey, look. All of these things we can do over here. Mankind supposedly ability is unlimited over here supposedly. But look what they bring us in. Hell itself. That people don't understand. They won't take it. That this is hell. They sit in it. They see all of these things going on. They sit by, you know, the news, give them all of these things. And, you know, by the way, they always bring you destruction. And then they act like, hey, the solution is there. We just need to put our finger on it, or we got it here already. And all of these things, they always figure it out. Why? They own this shit. They own this shit, period, point blank. So that means everything going on in here, they're doing it to you. There is no accident going on. So yes, the real life is, the real thing that happened is, they took us from our birthplace. And for the most part, you can go back and listen to them talking about how, you know, black people were slaves and 400 years and all of these things. You gotta put those things in perspective, since you know all of us is slaves. It's not only supposed to be one set of people. No, all of us is slaves. Now, why did they tell us that we came from Africa, a place with no resource for human being? Why did they do that? Because we dumb, we stupid, we buy every damn thing. You can buy that they have a hole in China that they can go to another dimension. All of these things. You're buying these things to make you more dumber and to make you upset this side of the world more. But our origin is still there. That's all I want you to understand. It's still there. And even though I mention obstacles in the way, they only can use obstacles to slow you down or try to stop you or whatever. But once you've been through those obstacles, or once you get by those things, they can't stop you from actually going. They can't deny you entry of that place. That's where human being born. That's where human being origin is. So listen to me, people. With all of these things that's going on, and the masses feel like there is no other way but this way right here, yes, they need to understand there is another way. And like I mentioned before, when you don't know something, you don't think about it. So you just be confined and comfortable with where you're at or what you're dealing with at the time. But listen, when you realize that there is more or there is something else to this, you can't be contented. And that's what the devil did to us. The devil know that we contented because we don't know about this side of the earth. We don't know about clothing to walk around in. We don't know about cars. We don't know about none of these things. They might tell you that they just come up with cars the other day, but they're full of shit. They're full of shit, people. And like I mentioned, they like to talk about 400 years. We in slavery. Black people in slavery 400 years. 400 years is probably the time that they have right here us working with, as far as the time between resets. 400 years. Like I said, 400 years, that sounds more like it, as far as them wait and destroying the earth with resets. You don't go to no 1,000 a year, period. They doing these things too quick. Remember, we don't live to see 100 years old. We don't. I'm sorry. A lot of people say, oh yeah, yeah, my grandma. You're not going to live to see 100, period. You're not. A matter of fact, your great grandparents probably live to see 90 something or 100. You won't. How I know that? Lifespan is getting shorter and shorter, and the deeper we progress in life, the more ways they're coming up with to kill the people here. The faster you're gonna die. Sickness gonna take you quicker and all. So yes, 400 years, they can cut that down to 200 years, and nobody still don't know about the reset. Nobody still don't understand that they're gonna die in a vicious way if they're alive when they're ready for the reset. So you can come and tell us about all of these disasters that kill off people back in the days and end times. You can do that. Can't fool this truth here. We already know the end is lurking. We was right here before they bring in certain things, before AI supposedly take center forth and all of these things. We right here to see it happen. So yes, they don't take long to reset the world. You can't know because you're not gonna live it through. Now, if the peoples that come after this reset and they said they just teach them what it is. They teach them what life is. They start telling them about life and Big Bang and all of these things and monkey and caveman and all this shit. And bam, you have a new generation of dummy buying into this system and set up to get their soul taken right here on the earth. And that's exactly what it is. No sugar coating it or nothing. The devil horn you here. That's it. And I mentioned, the only way you get away from the devil is get out of the devil's system. We came in here, and I do believe we came willfully, with a little convincing and little, you know, slightly pepper at the brain and numb you a little bit and you bite. That's what it is. It wasn't force, people. It wasn't force. It's more like they tell you something and let you kill yourself or let you take the lead way of your destruction. That's exactly what they did. So we talking about all the things that the human being use right now that they can't do without on this side of the earth. So all of this what I've been saying right here is to teach you something that this is confirmed. We're not from here. That's why everything seems strange. What I mean by that? You couldn't cook without a pot, and don't pot don't grow in the ground. You get what I'm saying? Okay, you have to go to a building to have a baby. They give you a birth certificate ticket. All of these things. It's relevant for you to understand why we're here and why we still in the system and why the system controls us. And nothing gonna happen but the system here. That's it. The system rules here. The devil system rules. That's what they have to use to keep you right here. Contented and all. All the shit that be going on and you still won't put a finger on that button. That look, we not from here. This is the world they build around us. We can't figure it out. But listen, since we already passed that as the bitter truth family right here, we passed through that already. Now we understand what's going on. So that's why we come up with the conclusion that yes, we can get back. Yes, we can go back to human being origin where we don't need none of these things that they have here. None! Do you believe it? I talk about the fact that people need to willing to give up all of these things. We don't want it. We don't want it. It's not belong to us. We don't want it. All it doing is corrupting your damn soul. Like I say, your soul, your subconscious is now on these things that earth have to offer. What you thinking about? Money? Work? These things that they have on the table? Every damn thing consuming your mind and your soul is them. So don't tell me they don't own your soul here, because your soul is only concentrating on what they give you, what they put here. So yes, that's how they get your subconscious, your soul. That's how they hone your soul here. Everything you think about, they give it to you here. You're thinking about that house, a picket fence, American dream type vibe. All of these things. consuming your damn subconscious, which is your soul. And at the end of the day, you can't leave here with none of that. So listen to me, people. You're never gonna leave here, period, unless you leave physically. You went to die to leave? I'm gonna ask you a question again, people. We in this dangerous system and we have to die to leave? No, when you're dead, you stay right here. Harsh reality, but your soul, your body and everything gonna stay right here. The body gonna rot to dust and the soul gonna sit right here. The same hell, the same torment. That's why I decide that, hey, my whole well-being, everything that I've got, everything, mind, soul, body and everything, put it in one place. Put frame of mind and everything in place to get out of here. That's it. And at the end of the day, we can drive out of here. We can take a boat and float to here. We can fly to here. You get what I'm saying, people? It's things that you need to understand, because I don't want to sound like I'm being, you know, as far as, you know, hopes and these things that we supposedly have to push through things now. But when you look at it, it's only a few people. Only a few people can even think like this, much less to get the journey in and complete it. So at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people are going to say, yeah, Mag, I'm down with you and all that. But when it comes down to the comes down, a lot of people not going to move. You might not believe me, but I know. When it comes down to the comes down, a lot of people gonna still be in this shit right here. They love it. They can't think about them being out of here for a little bit. They're gonna miss something. Something gonna pass them. They're gonna miss out on some opportunity to make their dream come true. This is the world we live in. So listen to what I'm saying. The few people are going to make up their mind that, hey, this is not it. And then, not only knowing that this is not it, but willing to move on to get to the point that's it. The point that you're supposed to be. Once you come to that conclusion and can make the journey, that means you're one of them human beings who refuse to live in the devil system, who refuse to get your soul taken by them, refuse to control by the wrong entity. When I say the wrong entity, we shouldn't even be on this side. We on the wrong side of the earth, messing with the wrong set of people. The wrong energy and everything is here. All to keep you right here in a box as a slave. What you believe in, what you're thinking, your frame of mind and everything. Yes, all of that have to in a certain place for you to stay here. And that's the reason why they give you all of these things for your comfort. You've been comforted with it. It makes you feel like you're comfortable. It makes you feel like there is no other way. It makes you feel like if you was in another situation, you'd be worse. You would have lived in a cave as a monkey man or something. That's what you're scared of. They tell you about your past and what you could have been, and you're scared of that, supposedly. So you stuck right here in a little corner, say, hey, I'd rather be here than over there as a monkey, because I've been involved. World is dumb. So yes, people, we the peoples that basically looking at life from a different angle. And then when you see life and you're willing to take action, that shows how strong you are. That shows that you know what you're doing and you're not just willing to give up your soul to the devil. Some people gonna just give it up without a fight. Some people gonna say, hey, you know, who am I? Just a little prawn, so you just fall by the wayside and your soul gone. No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm always gonna stand up like, yes, any entity that's against me, yes, I'm against it. I'm not gonna team up with that entity, because it's so powerful, but it's against me. No, that's not what's going to happen. So yes, for the few people who understand creation, understand the creator and this earth right here that we live in, that this is not the creator earth, this side of the earth right here. The creator don't want us to be here. Why? He caused the devil right here. So the human being shouldn't be here with the devil. The devil convinced you that this side is better, and you buy in. Curiosity end up being your downfall. So that's why we here eating cooked food, have to have a pot to live, have to have a bed to sleep in, have to have all of these things, house, shelter, and everything. But where human beings origin from, they don't even wear clothes. Can you believe that, people? They don't even wear clothes. Moses to have a house. Installation in the house so you won't get harsh weather and all of that. So with them tell you that human beings used to be naked in the Garden of Eden, what that tell you? It meaning that the temperature and everything was right for the human being, because it is human being origin. Do you get it? The atmosphere, the temperature, everything gonna be right there for the human being comfort. Nothing more, nothing less. If you at a spot where you have to have all these things to survive, all of these things to live, you're not from there. How could you live without clothes here? You're dumb as a damn rock. How could you live without clothes? You can't even live without a damn shelter here. It go below freezing. It go 100 and something degrees hot. Okay, so you tell me, how was the human being supposed to be comfortable when the weather keep moving up and down, every day of the week? This is not where we're from. We're from one temperature. What kind of temperature? The temperature that the human being feel comfortable in, where you don't even... Because remember here, if you don't have AC, you have to have heat. If it's not hot, it's cold. Extreme hot, extreme cold. That's how you get here. Why? Because it was designed for us. It was designed, people. It was fixed. So they can bring you these equipment, these devices to keep you comfortable. Remember, you have to spend that money that you help, you work for, help building up Babylon. So when you help build Babylon, they give you some of it. And now you have it to spend to get these comfort and all of these things in this earth. It's wrong. We can't live here under this system. We can't. All these rumors and wars and all these things that they have, we can't live like this. And the more they go in life, is the more they're coming up with. You're going to see more supposedly war breakout, you know, for turning and twisting the people. You're going to see all of these diseases. Everything gonna be on the table for the masses' demise. Why? Because it is hell. Far away from human being origin. We need to get back there, people. That's where we need to get back. We're not gonna have no supposedly stress-free life here. We're not gonna have no happiness. It's just a hoax on this side. Happiness is a hoax. They take you away from where you was happy, and now they sell you happiness here in the fucking devil earth. The hell right here that we're in, they're trying to sell you happiness, that there is a place later on when you're dead, you can get there and then you'll be happy. Why happy dead? This is bullshit for the masses. So yes, because you have no lifespan here, you're gonna die quick. They sell your life after death. That's what they did. They sell your life, but when you're dead, that's when you're gonna have the good life. What a dumb shit for the masses. But while we're here living life, we need to dig and get all of these things and pack up all these vanity and try to get to these supposedly level that they have for us, all of these things. But at the end of the day, you can't be happy until you're dead. That's what they sell you in this side of the earth, and the masses actually buying in. So it's time for us to say, yes, these things that they give us to make us comfortable is actually making us uncomfortable. Just like how after Satan tell you about how good this side of the earth is and how wonderful they can come up with technology and all these things, and you start looking at where you're from as boring. Flip that now. It's time to look at this devil side of the earth as boring. look at it like it's trash, shithole. So we need to get out. The simpler life is, the better it is. So yes, in human being origin, we don't pay for life. And that's where human being supposed to be. Now, when you come in hell, you have to buy a space. You have to pay to live in here. With all the chaos and shit that comes with it, you still have to pay to live in here. Do you get it? So all of that shit being said, make you understand, the only move we need to make is to get back it at our origin, where we can be comfortable, where we don't need no vanity to live. We don't need pot to heat. We don't need none of these things that they put in place. Clothing, all of these things, hospital to birth babies. Yes, to make sure that they know that you're born. So now they can have you in the system. Now they can use the system on you. That's just how it is. That's why they count you every time you're born. Have a date and everything put down to basically identify you. Give you a social security number, last name and all. All of them things is to put you in the devil's system. We came here, the system was already here and fed us in. That's what they did. Yes, shout out to Energy Creation, man. Yes, VIP patron of the mag. Appreciate you, man, every time. You already know. Yes, another mag. Bam. I'm on the run.